so. I just been on a duck hunt and been way back in the woods and just got home.
Did you kill any?
Yes, we had pretty good luck.
What do you do? Just give them to your kin folks, or are you going to bring me one?
I'll bring you one.
All right.
Bring you two.
Better be careful. Let that Secret Service don't poison me now.
Well, all right. I'll watch that, too.
Listen, I'm worried about this supersonic thing. The more I get into it, the more it concerns me, because there's so many unknown things about it. Have you talked to Halliby about it since he got back?
From Russia?
Yeah.
No.
Well, here's my thinking, and I don't see how it would affect you all one way or the other, the committee, because you'd have all the authorization and supervision, but I rather think McCone has got some work that he's messed up in that's very important. Gene Black has made this study for the president. He's an old Georgia boy, you know, and about the ablest man, I think, in government. Dillon is treasury and balance payments, and he's got a good deal of interest in it. Halliby, because of the FAA, and McNamara, every plane we've ever developed, we've had the engines and so forth, had to come from there. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it because he doesn't want any of it in his budget. I'm thinking what I ought to do. I think it's a little conflict of interest for FAA to build a plane and then have to certify the one they build themselves, because it's incomprehensible they wouldn't certify their own plane. And I've been about to come to the conclusion that I ought to have an authority and let them select an independent man and have on the board Halliby and McNamara and Gene Black and maybe the head of CAB, and have a good board of directors that's just as good as Pan American or anybody in this country. And businessmen can help sell them too, and have an independent administrator to build it, subject to the board, FAA and Defense and Treasury and the rest of them. Is that making sense to you?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Wouldn't you have the military on it?
Yeah, I'd have the Secretary of Defense representing them, and he'd make the Air Force then to develop this engine.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'd make appropriations separately. See, none of them really want to take on this thing, and no one but Halliby. And I'm just afraid people never built a plane, never had much to do with buying one, turn them over a $1 billion job with all the unknown quantities in this one. I think they might laugh at you and me, too.
Well, I think he needs help, there's no question about it, but the original intention was to let the industry do it.
Yeah, well, the industry, we'll get the industry with these industry men like Dillon and Black and McNamara. We'll get the maximum cooperation we can from business, although they're not going to spend much on it.
Well, we thought at first they'd spend 25%, but
well,
they won't do it now.
No, nobody thought they represented some of the budget people required that, but when I had the original hearings, I talked to them, and most of them made it clear to me that they just couldn't do it. They didn't have it.
Well, it sounds like it's got a lot of sense to it to me.
That's all I want. I just try out common sense things on you once in a while before I do them. It's better to do it before than afterwards. And
we got Albert Thomas to include $60 million
in
the budget.
Yeah, that's right.
For the first year, and I told him that we would tackle the industry participation after the first step up.
That's right. That's what we're going to do, and what I thought I'd do is just to... I may have a run-in with all of them. None of them want to have anything to do with it. But I thought I'd just make them the Treasury and on the balance payments thing, the Defense, on account of wanting them to direct the engine and stuff. Halliby, on account of their interest in it. Gene Black, because of his World Bank and his general knowledge. CAB, because they're interested in the general field. Just have a top-flight board of directors that everybody would have some confidence in. Then let them select an independent man to report to this board and to the president, and set it up, and then send up a bill along that line after set it up.
Well, it sounds like an excellent idea. I wrote Ajib a letter a few days ago and asked him by what authority he could accept those checks that he accepted from the industry on the down payment of these planes.
No.
I don't know what authority he had.
I don't think he has, but we have
got
to.
Got several $1 million in there on it.
We'll give him an executive order for the board to operate if I can fight him down to do it, and then we'll send up a bill and let you pick it to pieces.
All right.
Goodbye, my friend.
We'll do it.
You save me a duck.
I'll bring you one.
All right.
I'm going to bring it myself so
all right.
The Secret Service can't get into
it. Give that wife a hug for me.
We'll do it.
Bye.
Best. Bye.